People feel powerless, and they are tired of not being heard. So what we do is concrete things, and we translate technical issues into citizen language to show that citizens have a role to play and can play it together. For the first time, we're tracking the promises that were made on clean transportation, and politicians know that they have to deliver it, but the tipping point will come when we form coalitions. Citizens, companies, champions of public transportation that will make electric mobility the new normal, especially in a developing country. By the time the next election comes, I believe every candidate will have to disclose where they stand on the abolition of fossil fuels, because this question has to enter our mainstream politics. And I'm telling you, this is not a question of climate policy or environmental agenda. It's about the country that we want, and the cities that we have, and the cities that we want, and who makes that choice. Because at the end of the day, what we have to show is that development with renewable energy is good for the people, for Costa Ricans that are alive today, and especially for those who haven't been born. This is our National Museum today. It's bright and peaceful. And when you stand up in front of it, it's really hard to believe these were military barracks at the end of the 40s. We started a new life without an army in this place, and here is where our abolition of fossil fuels will be announced one day, and we will make history again. Thank you.